Energy, taken from the Can't Slow Down album. That's the track All Night Long, All Night. The time on Voidside Radio, 5 minutes after 1 o'clock.
Love is dead. Morningside Radio.
1:15, good afternoon, I'm Maureen McGuire. The Secretary of State for the North, Douglas Hurd, has refused to discuss speculation that the Irish government might open an office in Northern Ireland. He said both he and the British Prime Minister had given assurances about the Anglo-Irish dialogue, about the constitutional position of the North within the United Kingdom, and the fact that joint authority is not acceptable. The British government has turned down suggestions that a plan for piping natural gas from the Irish Republic to Northern Ireland should be revived. The project was originally given approval, but the government later backed down owing to the high cost involved. More jobs are to go at the state-owned fertiliser company NET. The chairman, Sean McHale, said on the Morning Ireland programme on national media that the workforce is to be cut by 730 to 600 as part of the company rationalisation programme. The company announced yesterday it had made an operating profit of £42 million thanks to increased exports and job cuts. The body of a woman was found floating near the East Pier in Dunleary Harbour this morning. As yet, no identification has been made. The North's biggest fuel importers have cut the price of coal, and they say they expect other suppliers of coal to do the same. The managing director of Kaywoods, Eric Priestley, says his company is removing the first surcharge they have to put on because of the miners' strike. They're reducing the price of house coal by 25 pence a bag, and Mr. Priestley added that he expects more price cuts to follow. 300 travellers to Ireland were stranded at Holyhead this morning. Sealing say it's because they hadn't got boarding passes. The stranded passengers will be accommodated on this afternoon sailing at 3 o'clock. And another 100 travellers were stranded at Fishguard because their sealing ferry was overbooked. They will also be accommodated by sailing this afternoon. The work to rule by customs officers was having only a minimal effect on Easter holidaymakers at Britain's sea and airports. At Gatwick, Heathrow and Dover, no problems were reported, but hold-ups are expected on Monday when baggage checks will be stepped up. President Reagan's call for talks in Nicaragua and a ceasefire in the country's guerrilla has not gone down well with the Sandinistas. Nicaraguan Foreign Minister Miguel Descofa dismissed the peace plan as much more like a declaration of war. Mr. Reagan asked Congress for another £14 million to spend on humanitarian activities in the country. The Sudanese capital Khartoum is still cut off from the rest of the world and reports of widespread demonstrations against the government of President Romero. He is still in the United States on an official visit. The Justice Department in the United States is urging a New York federal judge to reverse its decision not to allow the extradition to Britain of convicted IRA killer Joseph Daugherty, who escaped from Crumlin Road Prison in 1981. He was serving a life sentence for the murder of a British Army captain. He was arrested in New York 2 years later. The Justice Department is arguing that Doherty's crime is not a politically motivated act. Anti-nuclear protesters have gathered for a march on Britain's second cruise missile site at Molesworth in Cambridgeshire. Hundreds set out to march on the base at the beginning of 4 days of Easter protests by CND. A man has been killed in a fresh outbreak of violence in South Africa's troubled Eastern Cape province. It followed yesterday's government warning that police would quell unrest where necessary. Iraq said today that its anti-Iraqi aircraft defenses shot down an Iranian military plane which had tried to penetrate Iraqi airspace yesterday. Iran said its planes had bombed three Iraqi towns in retaliation for Iraqi raids on Iranian cities yesterday. And in Jerusalem this morning, hundreds of pilgrims from all parts of the world retraced the steps of Jesus in the Via Dolorosa in small groups. In ones and twos, they followed the 14 stations of the cross from near St. Stephen's Gate in the wall of the Old City to the ancient church of the Holy Sepulchre, the traditional location of the crucifix. And that's the Morningside National and International News at 1:20.
Are you looking for somewhere great to celebrate? Well, why not try the place to be? And the place to be is the Rosnery. The Rosnery Hotel, Dublin Road in Drogheda, will cater for your party, big or small, your 21st party or dinner dance, even self-catering parties. Just phone 37673 or 37811 and book your night of entertainment and enjoyment. The Rosnery is the place to be. The Rosnery Hotel, Dublin Road, Drogheda.
Send your message the original way by singing telegram.
We've got lots of wonderful people.
And some very strange animals. Get back, Igor.
Who can be really charming.
Or on the other hand, quite embarrassing.
With champagne or flowers, it's a must.
Just ring 041-322-55 for a singing telegram.
And a lot of fun.
Peter Judge, Jr., a 10 Highfield Drogheda. You name it, we frame it. We do the best job on old and new paintings, prints, photographs, certificates, collections, mirrors, embroidery, and tapestries. Peter also replaces broken glass in paintings. Telephone 38344 or 36645 for free estimates. Peter Judge, Jr., 10 Highfield Drogheda, the best man to put you in the picture.
Newtown Furniture Stores are offering you a chance to purchase at unbelievable prices quality furniture from a Drogheda firm. Pay us a visit and see for yourself how much you will save. We have opened a large furniture showroom and invite you to call and see our value first. You don't know the bargain you're missing if you don't see our range of quality furniture. We're open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturday, 10 until 1 p.m. We're on the Terminal Fecken Road, only 3 minutes from Drogheda. Newtown Furniture Stores, Drogheda's newest and best.
Broadcasting continuously since 1978.
Blindside Radio.
Welcome back to part two of the news. A man in his 30s is said to be satisfactory in Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda following a mugging incident in Dalek last night. The incident happened between 9 and 9.30 when Fintan Hickey was walking along Station Road in the town when he was allegedly attacked by three men in a car. They proceeded to snatch his wages, which contained approximately £200, and made off in their car. Mr. Hickey is employed at Slane Mills and has an address at 37 Rhine Park, Dalek. Dundalk firemen dealt with a house fire in Haynestown last night. The fire was confined to the kitchen and the rear of the premises. Breathing apparatus was used by the firemen as they fought the blaze. The Drogheda Corporation announced that there will be no normal refuse collection on Easter Monday. Instead, the collection will be made tomorrow. Householders are asked to cooperate by leaving their rubbish outside. The Northside Blues annual five-a-side marathon competition starts in the Lourdes Boys Clubs in Drogheda at 7.30 this evening. Shane Harrison has the fixture details.
The draw was made in our studios yesterday evening and is as follows. In Section A, Farm United meet Moran United. Ghostbusters play Brick United. Sharpshooters take on Ringside and Dale Wonders meet Chancers. In Section B, Brookside meet Paul's 5, the Gents take on Skids 5, and Glen Rovers meet YB United. Knowles Boys take on the AA team. The winners of Section A will eventually meet the winners of Section B in the final. And just a reminder, the first game is at 7:30 in the Lourdes Boys Club Yellow Batter Drogheda. Now on to the Drogheda and District Snooker and Billiards League and Louth Billiards. All fixtures take place on Tuesday, the 9th of April. A. English meets J. Cunningham at 8 o'clock in the AOH. T. Riley meets J. Riley again at 8 o'clock in the Beachmount. And H. Cunningham meets T. Megan at 8 o'clock in the Star and Crescent. M. Duffy meets G. Chute at 9 o'clock in the AOH.
Well, thanks to Shane there for that report. On Post will issue the 8th set of stamps in its series depicting the fauna and flora of Ireland on Thursday the 11th of April. This issue will be devoted to butterflies associated with Ireland. And now the weather forecast, some brighter sunny spells today. There will be scattered showers becoming prolonged this afternoon in some areas with the risk of thunder. Temperatures will range from 10 to 13 degrees Celsius and fall between 6 and 9 degrees overnight. Moderate, occasionally gusty south to southwest winds on the outlook. Further showers are expected tomorrow and the next day. The shipping forecast for the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours, winds mainly south, force 4 to 6, increasing a little later. Visibility generally good, but moderate in showers. On the outlook, winds southern direction, force 4 to 6 tomorrow morning. Shane Harrison will be back at 3 o'clock with a news update.
Thank you indeed, Anya. It's 24 minutes after 1 o'clock, Boyside Radio.
Hi, this is Live Imagination, just dropping into the number one hotspot in town.
Hi, this is David James of Modern Romance. This has got to be the best disco in town.
Hi, this is Jim Steinman in the best disco in town. Check this one out, if you please.
Hi, this is Melvin Moore dropping into your favorite disco. Hope you're having a great time. Hi, disco people. This is William King of the Commodores. And this disco jams, jam, and it jams. So you know what you have to do? Jam, jam, and jam with it.
Don't just take their word for it. Check it out for yourself. Club Tivoli, every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights.
Of all the discos in all the towns in all the world, you had to walk into this one. Now get down and bogey, sweetheart.
And you're welcome back to the music once again. Gotta be one of the best singles in the charts right now. Tears for Fears.
We were fine.
Tears for Fears and Everybody Wants to Rule the World, and after that, the current single to come from Eric Clapton. It's becoming quite popular on the discos and nightclubs these days, a track called Forever a Man. Itself was number one in the 1970s for T-Rex, Mark Bolan and T-Rex. That particular version you'll find on the flip side of the 12-inch version of the current single to come from Frankie Goes to Hollywood. The current single, of course, being Welcome to the Pleasure Dome. But that is a version of Get It On. Enjoy the best of both worlds at the Ballymascandlin House Hotel every Saturday and Sunday night. On Saturday, it's disco 9.30 to 11.30, live band on stage 11.30 to 1.30, and disco again from 1.30 till 2 o'clock. Sunday night, have a great party night out at Tropics Disco in the Ballymascandlin House Hotel, DJ Eamon playing all your favourite party sounds. For all inquiries, contact the Ballymascandlin House Hotel at Dundalk 71124.
The Zebra Factory Shop in Park Street, Dundalk, are continuing their special opening offers until Easter. Ladies' canvas trousers are only $8.99. Bleached denim and stonewashed jeans are only $9.99. And mums, you can look like a million on Confirmation and Communion Day by visiting Zebra Factory Shop now. And they have the trendiest fashions around for kids. Canvas trousers are available and new stocks arrive every week. They're open late on Thursdays and Fridays until 9 p.m. and on Sundays from 1:30 p.m. till 5:30. Zebra Factory Shop, Park Street, Dundalk. At Zebra, you get value with style to suit you and your pocket.
Step into a new world at Club Tivoli, Dundalk. Thursday night is party night and includes the golden hour.
We're going back and checking out the hits from yesteryear. Let's boogie.
You can boogie every Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday night. Yes, every Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday night. The doors open at 9:30 at Club Tivoli, Dundalk. Club Tivoli, their light and laser show must be seen to be believed. Check it out for yourself.
JR's Off-License. Come to the Off-License for wine expertise is available. JR's Off-License. Have wine with your Easter dinner. Select a nice claret from our extensive range. Prices from £2.49 a bottle. But if you want a bottle of 1961 claret at £100, we can still supply you. Other wine prices for Easter include Leaf Bremis £1.89, Piat d'Or £2.49, Blue Nun £2.99, and Matthew's Rosé £2.89. JR's Off License. Just a few hundred yards across the border on the main Dundalk to Newry Road.
And you're welcome back to the music once again. Music from the charts.
Thank you.
So-called experts told the lady she was absolutely mad to be even thinking of recording that song and releasing it on single. Wasn't so mad after all, was she? Alison Moyet, massive hit single at the moment. It's all about that old devil called love. And talking of old devils, it's Shaky Stevens. Blanco. That's the current single, It's More Than I Can Bear. And that's all I got time for on the program today. Once again, do hope you enjoyed the show. I'll be back with more music. That'll be on Monday, same time, same place, between 12 and 2 o'clock. Do hope you can join me then. Was almost going to invite you to Club Tivoli tonight to shake a leg and things like that, but of course, it being Good Friday, no entertainment tonight, and it's a night off as far as I'm concerned, so see you tomorrow night, Club Tivoli, yes. Or Easter Sunday, what a night that's going to be. Do remember to come along early, and teenagers, for you, we're running on Monday night. For me, it's bye-bye. Have a nice weekend, won't you?
You were a friend of mine, and he could sing along. His heart in every line. Marvin, sang of the joy and pain. He opened up our minds, and I still can hear him say,
troubles are heavy. Beneath the stars I play my guitar, just like Eddie. Now troubles may come and troubles may go, but they always find me ready.
Good afternoon. Welcome to a shortened edition of Afternoon Delight for a Friday afternoon with you until 3 this afternoon. And a golden hour Friday afternoon hits between 1979 and 1984 in a slow manner, starting off with John and Vangelis and I'll Find My Way Home.
Am I so lost in my sin? You ask me where did I fall?
Friday afternoon, Afternoon Delight till 3 today, playing the golden hour of hits between 1979 and 1984. I'll Find My Way Home there from John and Vangelis.
see the wonder of a fairy tale.